Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, beloved ones, and welcome to the Holistic Ministry Show. I am Minister James Browning, and I am a spiritual warrior, and I'm here to start a spiritual revolution. Boy, it's another wonderful Sunday, another wonderful day to be alive. So let's open up the show early today with prayer. We want to bring spirit in and allow spirit to bring in a message for us today and to be able to deliver, see what spirit has to say. So let's open up with a prayer, okay? Father, Mother God, we give gratitude and thanks for this most wonderful day. We thank you for allowing us to have life today. We thank you for breathing your life stream into our bodies this morning and waking us up. We are so grateful that you have spared our lives. We thank you, God, for everything that you are bringing in our lives. We know that it's all in divine order. We thank you, God, for divine health. We thank you, God, for divine prosperity. We thank you, God, for divine relationships. We ask you just to continue to guide us, give us strength, and give us knowledge of what it is that we are to do and how we to go about doing it. Dear God, give us clarity of our purpose here on earth and allow us to work out what is needed for us to do in order to grow as a soul and to be able to do what we need to do, God. We are on the full understanding that the I am present inside of us, God, is just like the wave within the ocean, and we know that we do not have to look outside for you. We know that you are with us right near every second of the moment. So whenever we have needs or desires, we can call upon you. We thank you, God, for continuing to protect us. We thank you, God, for signing angels for us to be able to protect us and keep us safe every day. We'll just open our hearts and minds and give blessings and peace, dear God, to all that is. We pray, beloved God, for peace on earth. God, you know the circumstances of what's going on here in America and around the world. We pray for peace, and I know that even in our midst of not understanding what is going on, we understand that things are in perfect order and you're in charge and you're orchestrating things that we do not even understand and be aware. So give us the strength to accept the things that we do not understand and know that they are all working out in the highest good, because we know not what your plans are and what you intended to do. So we accept it knowing that all is well. We put our faith in you, God. We let go and let you in our lives and give us strength to be able to move forward and to do what we need to do. So, God, we just come this morning open-hearted and full of gratitude for giving us another opportunity to give praise and thanks to you, God, knowing that you have given us this day to get it right, to improve our lives. We know that every day that we have life, we have an opportunity to improve the quality of our lives and to be able to bring and to help others. We say thank you, God. We pray for world peace and world destination for all those who are seeking to move to a higher state of consciousness. So we say thank you, God. We are so grateful. We are so grateful. So we say thank you, God. Continuously give us that power, continuously to move into that strength, continuously to open us up and allow the power to flow into us that's for our highest good, knowing that the source, you are the source, and that you will continue to open us up and continue to allow us to sustain and move forward. We are so grateful. We are so grateful. And so it is. Oh, thank you, beloved ones. I am so grateful that you are here today. You have no idea. First of all, let me give thanks and gratitude to all the fathers out there, okay? To all the fathers, all the grandfathers, all the godfathers, all the stepfathers, and all those who are playing fathers. We are grateful for you. We are grateful for you to be in the place. Personally, myself today, I truly wish I was with my family and my children. I'm here in Phoenix, Arizona, and my children are on the East Coast, and God knows I miss them and dearly and wish that I could be there and be with them, but due to the situation that was going on, it's just not safe to travel. So we just connect by the heartstring, knowing that all is well. But you guys who have the opportunity to be with your father, to be there, show love. make a connection. If you can't be there physical, make a phone call. And for all of you who have lost your dads and your dads are not here on the planet, just continue to send love. They can feel it. They know that you're there, and we are grateful. And they'll be so grateful for you just being there. So, and also, I want to say Happy Father's Day to a lot of the mothers, because in today's society, more mothers are playing the role of father and mothers. So, moms, we are gratitude and thankful for you, because you've had a real job. And I know there's a lot of moms who are playing the role of dads, and you're doing a good job. You're doing the best you can do. And I ask God to give you strength and fortitude to be able to go forward and do those things. I'm just grateful for you to be able to play both roles and to be able to do that. And we thank you for that. Well, beloved ones, I am praying that you all are having a positive and blessed day. I'm having a super fantastic day. I'm glad to be alive, and I'm glad to see so many of you on the line. And I'm glad that I have some of my special friends today that have joined me. And I'm so grateful to some people that's on the line today that makes my heart sings when I see their number on the line, or I see them there. You know, some people just kind of bring that kind of good vibe out to you. And I'm thankful for all of you who have showed up today. Much, much love to you. To my friend in Sedona and areas, I say thank you. I'm so grateful for you. There are certain people here that I have a friend of mine that lives in Sedona. I'm not going to call her name. She's on the line. But if it was not for her, I more likely wouldn't be doing this show. She has been my reminder, and she has reminded me almost for 2 or 3 years, every time I talk to her, she would say, James, how come you're not doing your work? How come you're not doing your show? And I just want you to know, beloved friend, you are an inspiration and motivator, and God placed you in my life for a specific reason. So please stay with me, keep me encouraged, and keep me in your prayers. Love you. Thank you. Now, I am, like I said, I am so grateful with you for being here, and we're going to enjoy this show, because the show today is something that's very significant. This is the kind of show that a lot of people ask about, and a lot of people asking themselves about this particular subject. It's one that you got to take notice for, because I'm sure it's something that's on all of your minds most of the time, okay? So, but before we go on, let me just say, welcome to all the old listeners. Welcome to all my new listeners. Now, for all my new listeners, this is not a traditional church show, okay? We are not doing traditional church. This is a new age metaphysical ministry, okay? And this is what it is. So it's for those who are ready for this message and ready to move and ready to grow and ready to move in that direction. So I thank you. So regardless of what your religious affiliations are, you are welcome here, okay? There is no dogma here. This is not being in the box, beloved one. We deal with truth, and we deal with spirituality. So that's what's important. So I ask you to continue to have an open mind, open yourself up, and know that you are here for a divine purpose. If you were not meant to be here today, you would not be here. So God has designed you to be here. You have allowed that God self in you to be here, to be able to hear on this show today, because there's something here for you to be able to hear. So I'm asking you just to keep an open mind. No doubt about it that this question, who am I? What is my purpose? More than all, what is my purpose? Why am I here? Am I here just to take up space? What am I doing with my life? What does it all mean? I know that the Creator put me here for a reason. So you're just not put here just to roam the earth, beloved ones. You were put here for a divine purpose. We all came here with a divine purpose. We all came here for a divine spiritual reason. We just stay, and you have to just tap in and understand what your reason it is. You have a purpose, and God has a purpose for you, and you need to bring forth. Most of us, our purpose, depending on how old you are, how long you've been around, You, most of us know what it is that we're supposed to do, but we don't take action. We don't take action. And I understand, because it took me a long time to get to truly understanding what I am to do and what my purpose is to do. I came into the spiritual realm as a minister, but it took me a long time to get to the point of doing it. I kept withdrawing. I kept doing it. I kept pulling back. I kept doing it. But now I have, thank God, I have finally come to full understanding that this is my purpose, this is my reason, and this is why I do what I need to do. So I can't turn back now. I'm in for the long haul. Okay. But so let's move on, beloved alum. Let's find out why you have chosen to be here on planet Earth at this time, especially at this time. Why did you show up now? And what was the importance of you being here? Because you came here knowing that these times would be what they are. And you're here because you have to bring some significance to the situations and the things that's going on the planet, beloved ones. You are, it is no accident that you are showing here up in America at a time where there's so much growth going on the planet. And what I mean growth, I'm talking about shifts and changes going on. Right now, we are shifting into a higher dimension. And there's a lot of, in the process of a shift, there's a lot of upheaval going on. There's a lot of things that are totally chaotic to the masses. And as you look around and see all the stuff that's going on, you say, oh my God. And if you're not planted in a full understanding that we're in the process of a shift and that we're moving to a higher state of consciousness, and it is time for the old system to be broken down. And that's what we're seeing. We're seeing an old system being dismantled. Okay? So have no fear, beloved ones, because this is all in divine order. It has a reason and purpose that this process is taking place. And it's a good thing that it's happening. Unfortunately, you see people losing their lives, you see chaos, but hey, spirit has it all in divine order, beloved ones. Okay? Know and understand there's a divine purpose. And you know not the contract that individual souls make with each other in order to fulfill what they need to do. From where we may see it as chaotic, but those spirits and souls made contracts to come back and to maybe issue in things that are for a higher state of consciousness. When I think about Brother George Floyd, what his mission was and what his purpose was, he had a divine purpose and a divine reason for being here on the planet. This brother there is changing the whole planet and changing the world. People are tuned and waking up. Thank God, George, that you took your purpose and you took it seriously and you fulfilled your deal. It's almost in the same dimension as Martin Luther King, Gandhi, the beloved Christ. They all had missions. This brother had a mission too. And so you see what's taking place, and it's going to be a major, major change. Like I said, before the show came on, we all have a purpose. Now, many maybe you say, well, how come I don't know my purpose? Why am I not aware of it? Well, when you come, now you choose your purpose when you come from the other side. You're working on certain things from a karma aspect, but then you came here to do some things from humanity. And during the birth process, which is a beautiful thing, the birth process, you are kind of locked out and hidden from what's your reasoning and purpose to come here. And there's a reason why you don't know and it's been locked out from you, because in the process of developing your purpose, you go through obstacles and you go through challenges. But these obstacles and challenges are the things that you need to learn as a soul. And also in the process of doing this, you're working out your karma. But in the process of working out your karma and going through these obstacles, you're also developing your purpose. You're beginning to understand your purpose. You're beginning to feel what it is that you need to do and why you're here, beloved ones. So you need to understand that there is no mistakes. And we all came here with karma. And many of you have been here hundreds of times, and some of you thousands of times. And if you don't understand that process, then we'll talk about reincarnation on another show. But you have been here, and you're here again to work out, to get it right, and to move up. And you chose to come here, beloved ones. No one forced you to come. You came back on your own accord, okay? You chose your parents, and you chose your time to come back. So it's all good, okay? So let's go on. You came in your next life, if you choose to come back, or if you choose to make your ascension, hopefully you work through the things that you need to do in order to be able to get to that level where you can ascend and not have to come back through the life cycle. And some of the spirits and souls that even get to that level come back because they want to help those here on the lower plane. So this is planet Earth, as you know, and this is a school. This is where people come to learn their life lessons. So some highly elevated souls come back to be able to teach and to be able to help others to raise their consciousness to a higher level of awareness, and to bring people into full understanding of who they are, and to be able to bring about change. There's a lot of highly elevated beings walking on the planet Earth now and amidst us, especially in this time of upheaval that's happening. There's a lot of people here. You're seeing a lot of things that's happening. You're seeing the best and the worst all at the same time, and a lot of that goodness is coming from those folks who will come back to help make the change, okay? So thank God that there were some spirits that volunteered to come back to put all this together to help us to move to that higher level. So, beloved one, regardless of what the errors you may have made in your life, you still are working through those things, and you are moving to those higher states of consciousness even in your every process that you're doing, beloved ones. You are definitely working toward it. So keep doing it. Don't become discouraged of what you're seeing around you, because you are here for a reason and a purpose. And as we go on the show, I'm going to explain to you how to get a fuller understanding of why you're here and how to really discover what your duty is. See, God used each one of us. We are God's hands and eyes on the planet, and we are here to do work and to be able to help us to do work and to be able to help God here. God uses us. Yes, God could send his angels here, and there are angels walking on the earthly plane, all forms of angels here to do things, but God basically uses human beings, spiritual human beings, here to do his work. And if you're not aware, you are a spiritual being having a human experience, okay? So you are here to enhance the planet and to grow as well, beloved ones. So let's move on more with understanding of what you need to be. And as I spoke to you earlier, many of you have been here so many times, and you didn't do what you're supposed to do. You did not lock in on your purpose. You did not figure it out. So now you're here trying to figure it out. Well, what am I going to do? Beloved one, make a commitment that in this lifetime is a time where you are going to get it right. You're going to do what you are designed to do, what you were designed to do, because you have a purpose. And beloved one, if you don't get it together, you are going to come back and repeat this crazy cycle again. So please, please, please tap in and do what you need to do. If you're not sure what you need to do, pray and ask God for understanding what you're going to do. I'm going to give you some specific things that you can do to unlock your discovery and discover your main reason for coming here and being here. So this is a good thing that you're here, and I'm grateful that you're here. One of the main reasons that you come to the planet, work out your own personal karma, to work out your own things. And for some of us, that is our divine purpose, just to come here to get it right based on what it is we've done in previous lives and that what we need to do to become better beings. But in addition to you working on your own situations in life, you come here to help serve humanity. Yes, beloved ones, you are here to help serve humanity. Each one of us came here to make a difference on the planet. So when one does not make does his part to make an addition on the planet, it affects all of us. We all are affected. We all are intertwined together to be able to make do this and to make this purpose fulfilled and to do what we need to do in order to do it. So, yes, we are connected, and each one of us play a part. God uses you, me, and everybody else to do our work. The God Force is well aware of your purpose. You might not be well aware of it right now, but when you made your journey into the earth realm, the spirits and the elements and the higher consciousness of order on the other side, they already know what your job is. And they're there rooting you to go and do what you need to do. It's almost like a football player in a stadium and the audience are clapping and screaming and making all the noise to get you to try to win and do it. Well, guess what, beloved ones? There are high beings on the other side of the veil that are doing the same thing for you right now. They saying, go, Joe, go, Murray, go, Susie, do your work. We need you. We need you. We need you. They are rooting you on, and they are pushing you from the other side. So it is up to you to be able to do what you need to do to bring forth. Allow your experiences to help you towards your purpose, beloved one. Your life experiences are helping you to grow. So do not be upset about those things that come into your life that you do not feel is perfect, and those things that are challenging to you and upsetting to you. Realize that each experience you have is helping you to grow, regardless of what it be, whether it be a health challenge, whether it be monetary challenges, whatever it is, relationship challenges. All these challenges are coming, beloved ones, so they can help you to be able to grow. So embrace those challenges. When you're going through health challenges, those are the times that you grow the most. Okay, unfortunately, we have to go through those physical challenges sometimes. I know my appendix burst, and I was close to death. I got to the hospital, and they did emergency surgery within 25 minutes after I got there. But during that process, when I came through that whole thing, and I was sick for a couple months, but when I came through that process, my spirit took on a whole nother task. So, but at the time, it was like, whoa, what is going on? What's happening? Why am I experiencing this? But I had to grow big, and I grew from that experience. And I know at this particular time, a lot of people are having physical things going on in their physical bodies. And there's several reasons for a lot of that going, too, because in the process of the shift of energy taking place on the planet, it affects your physical body. So things are going on, readjusting itself, so it's getting ready to be able to live in that fifth dimension aware where all those things will be resolved. So your body is restructuring and bringing about different changes in your body. So what you may feel be the normal type of illness is not necessarily an illness of that, but it's an illness of reconstruction in your physical body to get you prepared to be able to live in that fifth dimension of consciousness, where you will be able to do the kind of things that you so desire to do and live at that higher level. So your body has to adjust to that, and you have to get you in that direction, get you ready for that. So embrace it, beloved one, and just understand how you are to move out and how to be able to correct those things, okay? We're going to talk more in the next couple of weeks also about health and how to utilize the power of visualization and affirmations and things to increase and improve your health condition, man, because these things are so, so powerful if you use them right. You got to know how to use these things. You heard about affirmations, and you heard about all these things, and you heard about visualization, and even heard about prayer. But most of the times, we're not using them to the way that we can to change our health condition. Our health condition can change almost instantaneously if we know how to tap in and utilize it. Jesus did it all the time. You can do it too. Jesus said, the things I do, you can do too. So, hey, we're going to learn how to tap into that too. Now, but back to the days of it. Sometimes I get a little distracted here, but it's okay. What we want to talk more about is that you getting on track and staying on track towards your purpose. You see, It's okay, beloved one, to fall off track sometimes, because we all do it in the growth process. You have to continue to pull yourself back on track. You have, even when you find yourself going off the deep end and going into space where you know it's not for your highest good, you got to pull yourself back. You got to reach down and grab yourself and say, okay, I got to pull myself back, because it's important that you do that. And when you pull yourself back on track, it will help you to get toward doing what you need to do. But see, one thing about it, although we all have a purpose, God gave us the best gift and the worst gift all at the same time. He gave us free will. He gave us free will. And, you know, human beings, you could tell them to go left and they would go right, or they would do something that's just totally contrary to what they should do because they have free will. But, beloved, your free will is what's going to get you to the point where you can do what you need to do. But God is not going to push you. Your spirit is not going to push you. But you have to make the decision to make the best choices for yourself so you can do what you need to do. You know what is right. You know what you need to do, but you get distracted. You get distracted. You get pulled off of the track doing things that are not for your highest good, even for your physical temple. You know, we eat and do things that we know is not the best for us, but we do it, you know, and that humanistical side of us do it. Spirit be telling you, you know you're not supposed to do that, or you're doing something else that you know you're not supposed to be doing, and Spirit will tell you, oh, you're not supposed to do that. You hear that little still voice that you're wrong. Don't do that. Get back. Listen, baby. Listen to the spirit. Listen to that quiet spirit voice. That will get you back to doing what you needed to do. And it's a beautiful thing to do that. But you know the beautiful thing about it? God is not going to punish you because you get off track. God, and the only person going to punish you is you punishing you. Okay, God is not going to punish you. And if you choose not to do what you need to do this in this life circle, well, guess what? You come back and you do it again till you get it right. But aren't you tired of keep coming back and going through this chaotic circle of things and trying to work it out? Let's get it together this in this incarnation so we don't have to come back and do that. You know, you can tell when people are off track. And we can observe, and you can be an observant of people. When you see people running around like a chicken with their head cut off, they're not content about anything. They're running here, they're running there, they're in this relationship, they're in that relationship, and they keep going back and forth to all this chaotic stuff. That means that they are searching for they are searching, but they are so confused with all the stuff going on. They're hard for them to get themselves focused down and do that. We see people in a state of chaos all the time. And I know you know them. I have been in a state of chaos myself a few times in my life, and probably a lot of you have. Some of you may be still in that chaotic life of going here and there. Now, I'm not comfortable living here. I'm not comfortable being there. I'm not comfortable being with this person. I'm not comfortable being with that person. And it just goes on and on and on. You know, and until you get it together, settle down, and find out what you need to do. But once you find your purpose, that's when the peace begins. And when I tell them finding purpose, I can see it and really explain to you and talk to you about it, because I am just in the part of my life where I have finally found my purpose of doing what I need to do. And once I've come to full understanding of what I am to do, beloved ones, I am finally at peace. I ran and did all kinds of things, being all kinds of places, just hanging out, doing crazy stuff, you know, relationships and drugs and all other kinds of things, alcohol, all kinds of crazy stuff that I did, because I was not at peace with myself. And you will do those things until you become at peace with yourself. But once you become at peace with yourself and find out why you're here, the whole thing just shifts. It's like, you know, you're just almost like you land on a cloud. You know, you feel like you're just floating in the air because you finally know this is what God set me here to do. This is what I selected to do. God gave us a choice of what it is that we desire to do. And finally, you come in connection with that from all the experiences that you had. You now come to that point with saying, yes, thank you. I am so grateful that I now have peace in my mind and peace with myself. It's there, beloved one. You can all have it, and hopefully that you all are on that search to find that peace that's going to put you on the cloud, because it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing to wake up every morning knowing that you know why you're here, and you're knowing why you woke up this morning to be able to do what you need to do, you know, and you know that you are moving in the direction that you need to do. This is a beautiful thing. And like I said, most of you know what you need to do way back, but you don't do it. You know, I knew that I should have been in the ministry years ago, but I kept running. I kept hiding and kind of trying to get away from it and not do it. But I know that was my purpose, but I didn't do it, you know. But now I finally came full force of doing it. So God, beloved ones, you too know what you need to do. So start doing it and find out what it is that you need to do. Once you find out, I'm telling you, life is going to be much more peaceful for you in many, many ways once you discover what your purpose is. Okay? So let me just kind of share with you a few ways that you can learn how to discover what your purpose is if you're not too sure about what it is you should be doing and how you should go about doing it. There are certain things that you can notice inside of yourself that help you to understand what it is you do. One of the number one things to do is that whatever you have as a natural gift, you will be able to, that is part of for being able to do your purpose. We all came here with natural gifts. We all came here with a natural gift. There's something that you didn't have to take any training for. No one had to tell you to do it. You just automatically did it, okay? You just automatically did it. Whether you came in and you were able to play the piano, be able to do music, be able to sing, be able to speak, and it was natural for you to do it. So it's part of your purpose to be. That is part of what you came here to do. If you came here to sing and to bring peace and harmony to people through your voice, that's part of your purpose, beloved one. If you came here with a special gift to be able to serve in any kind of way, to be able to bring peace to yourself and to humanity, and you did it naturally without anybody training you to do it, and you feel it in your spirit, and you would do it if you no one paid you to do it because it is natural for you to do it, that is giving you an indication of part of what your purpose is, okay? That's part of what your purpose is. You had those skills when you came into this earth realm, okay? Number two, if you find yourself that you are needing of finance or health and you are not in those places there and you are striving toward those desires to do that, then that means that you came here to be able to work on focusing on developing your physical temples, that you developing your physical temples. And that may be just your purpose in this incarnation, to be able to develop your physical temple this time, so that you can be stronger and be moving toward higher states. But you need, see, our temples are very important, beloved ones. If your temple is not in divine perfection and divine work, you will not be able to do the work you need to do. You need to have the things in your physical body has to be working good so you can be able to serve. It's hard to serve when you are not feeling well, when you're having issues and you're having things going on. It's hard to get past that thing. I'm not saying it's impossible, but if you take those things and you learn from them, then that's good too. Like I told you, I went through the thing with my appendix birth, and that was a learning experience. So it just because it's happening doesn't mean that it has to be something that's your life calling. You learn from those experiences. And if you have those moments in your life where you don't know how you're going to have your next meal, or you don't know how you're going to, where you're going to live, where you're going to be, how you're going to make it, then those obstacles also are teaching you and showing you how to. When you overcome those things, those are the things that are going to help you to grow and help you develop your purpose of being, okay? And so you may need, your purpose in life may be to inspire people to be more successful in the business world. So, but if you have no experience of what it is to not to have and not to be there, then how are you going to tell somebody else about having it? If you've never experienced going through any financial challenges in your life, how are you going to tell somebody else about being how to pull themselves up or how to motivate themselves? If you've never been sick, how are you going to tell somebody else how to use affirmation, use visualization, use other techniques to help build themselves up? You went through those things because that was what you needed to experience as a soul in order to do that. So that's why I'm telling you to embrace the things that you're challenging you, because those are the things that are helping you to move toward understanding your purpose and understanding who you are and what you need to do in order to be able to do that. Okay? So it's okay if you're having those challenges. Embrace them, because out of those challenges is going to come growth, beloved ones. I'm telling you, it's going to bring growth to your life, and you're going to be better, and you're going to be able to help other people because you have been through it yourself. See, beloved ones, you don't have to come here. Your purpose don't necessarily mean that you came here to be an Indian chief. You came here to be a wonderful spiritual leader, came here to be a congressman, a senator, a president. That's not necessarily your purpose. That is not what you work, and that's not what you need as a soul, and that's what's not what you need. That's not the gift that you brought to the planet Earth. You came here for some other thing that's just as important as that. And so now another way that the third way that you can help to find out why you're here, if you have the ability to access your Akashic records. The Akashic records are those records that are on the exterior, on the rim, on the spiritual rim. Remember, I talked to you, all of you who listen to my show about angels, we talk about the Seraphim angels who they are the administrators. Those are the ones that keep the Akashic records, those records of your earthly journeys and your other dimensional journeys, because, beloved ones, the Earth is just one place. We reincarnate in other places, other universes, other spaces, okay? So I know that for some of you, that may be a little difficult for you to understand and become aware, but Earth is not the only place that you travel as a soul, okay? There's other places out in the universe, other planets out in the universe, other things that you visit as a soul as well. But all your Akashic records are kept there. And if you're able to access your Akashic records, you will be able to determine what you're here to do and what your purpose is and what you're working on in this lifetime to get to that next level, because it's all recorded. See, beloved one, this is all, we're all working back toward that Godhead. And so every time you incarnate, you are able it gives you more strength to get to the next level. So you are always a work in progress. Okay. But like I said, we want to get to that point where we don't have to be a work in progress no more. We want to be there. We want to make our ascension and move into that realm that we don't have to go back and forth, and that we can be on the other side, helping others and doing our spiritual duties from the other side. You see, there's a hole in that dimension. Unless you choose to come back, and if that's what you choose to do, that's a beautiful thing too. But those records are kept there, beloved one. It's very important that you're able to, and if you don't know how to do that, you can hire someone. There are people who are Akashic readers that can help you to tap into your Akashic record and help you to understand how to do that. One of the greatest people who came to be able to read Akashic records was Edgar Casey. Now, if you didn't know about Edgar Casey, they call him the sleeping prophet. Edgar Casey was able to heal over 40,000 people by tapping into their Akashic records and learning out who they were and what they did in their previous lives and their lives before them, because they were bringing stuff over from one life to another. And you know what? All this information is documented. I'm not talking about some hearsay stuff when I'm talking about the story of Edgar Casey. Edgar Casey in Virginia Beach right today, you could go there right now and you could access these records. There's a room where they have nothing but records of Edgar Casey tapping into people's Akashic records and reading and actually healing them based on what he learned about their Akashic Records and what they brought and what they did in a previous life and where they're going in this lifetime. Okay? So that is possible. Yes, if you're not familiar with Edgar Cayce, then you should discover Edgar Cayce, do some reading about Edgar Cayce and find out what it is that he needs to do. Okay. Now, one of the other ways that people have discovered what they do, and some people say that it's a little, you know, maybe so, maybe no, you know, they the ascended masters, some of them say that if they, that is maybe not a, the best thing to do, but then there's others that say they do. You can use astrology, okay? But astrology, and I'm not talking about none of this new astrology stuff, you know, that's going on out there, you know, but the, I'm a Aries, I'm a Sag, and so I'm do my, I'm a Pisces, so this is where I'm supposed to operate and supposed to do. No, I'm not talking, that's hokey pokey stuff there, guys. That stuff right there ain't nothing but another type of deal. I'm not talking about dealing with that. And if you're going to have an astrology done by using Western astrology, you have to find a really old astrology reader, someone who is old and really know what they're doing, because the true astrology readers using Western astrology probably haven't been around for hundreds of years. But some people who have been doing it for eons got know what to do and know how to tell you and know how to do it from a spiritual standpoint and be able to tap into to your, because the planets lined up. When you came into this earth realm, you did line up with the planets. There were certain things happening at a certain time. There were certain things taking place on the eastern horizon of the universe, and those planets lined up in order to be able to allow you the energy to come in. So you, there is some factuality to it. But I like to use Jyotish, which is Indian astrology from the, from India. That is probably the most accurate astrology there is, if you choose to take the astrology route. And I'm not saying that you need to do that, but it's another, if you're not clear sure of what it is, it can give you an indication of what it is that you may want to do. And I tell everybody, astrology is just a roadmap, okay? It doesn't say that it, it got to go this way, but it will tell you where your strengths are, where you may have your best experiences at. If you're in a certain place, whether that place is best for you and how it is best for you. And it would just give you insight about what to do. But remember what I told you about free will? Well, guess what? You ain't got to follow none of that stuff. You can just do your own thing and do it. And so you can even rise above your astrology chart. You don't have to follow it. But it is there to help you if you choose to be able to do that. Okay? You can go way, way beyond that process, beloved one. And it is so important that we find and discover what our purpose is, because the true purpose of being here is to raise your spiritual consciousness to the level where we don't have to keep coming back and coming back and coming back, okay? We want to be able to make our ascension and rise to that higher state. But while you're here on the planet Earth, then you need to do your work to help humanity. You came here to help, to do too, to raise the consciousness and to make life better and to be part of this whole process. That's why you're here doing a pandemic and about an upheaval of the whole process of changing that's happening in the world, the whole racial thing that's happening. We are all here for that. And you see, it is so crazy that people, racism is such a stupid and crazy thing in the world, because we have all came back here in different bodies. You came back here as a black person, you've been here as a white person, you've been here as a Native American person, you've been here as an Indian person, you've been here as an Asian person. It's all, we all come back. We just take the body forms we need to have the experiences we need to be to be upset with someone because they look different from you and you think of something different. It's such a foolish thing. That is so much foolishness, beloved one, because we are all spiritual beings. We are all here together to work out this thing. So hopefully what we're seeing now, especially with the younger children, younger people taking place, and that whole process is being done by the indigo children. And if you're not familiar with the Indigo Children, I can tell you, the Indigo Children have been coming here for the last 20 years. And these are the children that's coming here to make the major changes. That's why you see young white, young black, young Hispanic, young kids out in the streets making the changes, saying, yes, we ain't tolerating no more. We ain't going for this no more. We're going to bring about a change. Those are your Indigo Children. Those are the children that we need to do. I love it so much. Obama, with recognition, as he said, thank God that you children have come. You are the ones we have been waiting for. That was coming from the word of your president. You are the children we've been waiting for, because you are the ones that's going to help issue in the new realm, the new change. And you see it taking places, brother. These kids are bold. They don't take no stuff, man. You can knock them down, they get back up, and they just keep coming and keep coming. And the system don't understand. They think they can stop these young people from doing what they need to do. They got a foolish thought in their mind. These children are not to be stopped. They are going to bring about the change. They are part of the shift. They are the part of the shift that's taking people out of the slow dimension of third dimensional thinking and helping us to raise ourselves to that higher state of fifth dimension and beyond thinking and process. Thank God for these young Indigo children who have come here and said yes to doing their work. They reincarnated here to be able to, just for these times, to be able to bring about these things in the world. So it's important, you know. And when you think about purpose and reason also, I got to give great to mothers. You see, because some mothers came here on planet Earth, their purpose was to bring in other souls into the earth. And that was the main reason they came, they incarnated, because they was bringing in someone who could make a change. They was bringing in someone who could bring about a spiritual change. They was bringing in a doctor that could make a health change. They were bringing in a political leader that could help make a change. They sacrificed their bodies. They used their bodies as purpose to bring in other beings who could make a change on the planet. Thank you, moms. Thank you so much for allowing yourself to be used to be able to bring about and help to do the change. The feminine energy is so, so powerful and grateful, because that energy allows us to grow as spirits. We need the feminine energy. We need more of it, because that's the nurturing energy. That's the energy that's changed, and that's part of the conditions going on in the world now, because the feminine energy is not being utilized as a level that it should be. But it's coming, beloved ones. It's coming. I can feel it. I can feel that ladies are getting more powerful. You know, they're stepping into their place, and they're saying no to, along with the young children, the young ones, they're saying, no, we ain't taking it no more. We're going forth. So, hey, my hat is off to you, you know. Guys, you better be ready, because you ain't ready. These ladies and young children, they ain't playing. They ain't taking no stuff, man. And I love it. I love it. I just love to see what's happening and what's experiencing. It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing to see spirit unfold and discover what we need to do. See, these new young souls coming in, man, they're here to help us and to help us to move to that higher realm and to help us to be able to come forth. So, beloved one, before we close out today, I just want to let you know. Now, if there has been something that's been tugging at your soul for a long time, more than likely that's your spirit, that's your purpose telling you, come on, why are you not doing it? You know that something's pulling inside of you and saying, you know, I need to be doing this. I need to be here so I can do that. That is part of your purpose, and your spirit is trying to wake you up. Do not think that I had a many restful days restless days until I got to this point in my life where I said yes to spirit. I'm going to do your work. I'm going to do. Man, I had a whole bunch of things, but I could feel spirit tugging, even though I was going in my own way, living in the world and doing things that I know was not right. There was something inside of me kept saying, this is the right path. This is what you're supposed to do. Now, if you don't do it, then you're going to be held accountable. Thank God that I had people praying for me. thank God that God sent angels to me, like my beloved friend that I told you about earlier, that kept reminding me that, hey, James, this is your work. This is what you're supposed to do, you know, and I have, along with her, and other people who kept saying, James, this is your work. This is what you're supposed to do, and that I woke up and do it. And the same thing has been going on in your life too, beloved ones. You're being warned. People are telling you. People are helping you. Your angels are here on the physical realm helping you and guiding you to do your purpose. So wake up. Wake up to what you're supposed to do. God needs you here. He needs you to do your purpose, because that's how the planet will change, is because everybody step up and do what they need to do to be able to bring light and bring some awareness and consciousness on the planet. You are needed right now, especially all of you light workers out there. And there's a whole bunch of you, especially people who listen to this show. Most of my audience of people listening are conscious and spiritual people who are aware of what it is they need to do, but they're not doing it. But beloved, now from this day on, make a commitment to do your work. Everybody help. Everything help. Anytime you can put spiritual energy out into the universe, it's helping. It's helping for you to do your spiritual work, to do whatever you need to do, to be a better person, to raise your consciousness, to do what you need to do. If you just work on your consciousness and raise yourself to a higher bit, you're going to help make a difference in the planet. And if you're going to really step it to the next level where you're willing to step out and make your voice heard and make clarity of what you need to do, and you don't necessarily have to have a platform that like I use or whatever. When you see people out there on the street that you can help, touch someone, each one help one, each one teach one. Share your knowledge, share your experience, help somebody else to raise up, beloved one. That's how we're going to change the planet, by each one of us stepping up and doing our spiritual work. You are here. You all are gifted. You're talented. You have more talent and more power than you can even imagine. Beloved ones, you are so powerful that, you know, there is no computer on the planet that is more powerful than you are, okay? The infinite spirit of God and the power inside of you, the I am power, is so powerful that it can change anything. You can do it. And once we begin to learn and believe in that I am power inside of us, and then knowing that we have the strength to be able to make a change, and it don't have to be years away. We can make changes and things instantaneously. Okay? If you get to that level and understand that you can do it, and understand and recognize who you are, a spiritual being having a human, a little confused here. You're a spiritual being having a human experience, but your spiritual side is your higher side, not your physical side, beloved one. So come into full understanding. You are gifted and talented. You are special, and God gave you that. God gave you that talent, and you came here on the earth realm with power. You came into this earth realm. You just forgot it. It's been locked from you. You forgot who you were. You forgot that you are a powerful being. You forgot that you can do things. You can do things. You know, I told you last week we talked about Saint Anna, who was Jesus' grandmother, and how she was able to be around and able to teleport and be able to go to different places and do different things and be able to lay their bodies down and pick them back up later on. You see, beloved ones, these special beings that came in like Jesus, they came in with no more gifts than you and I have, but we have not tapped into you. We can do it also. We have to step up and begin to believe in our ability to rise above the physical realm and live in that spiritual higher consciousness. Yes, you have to do your work. You have to do the work. You have to keep your mind clear. You have to put in positive energy into your mind. You have to put in spiritual energy in your mind. You have to take care of your physical temple so they're strong and that they can carry you through. You can't fill your body with a bunch of stuff and operate at a low frequency in order to be able to do that. You have to fill your mind with positive and spiritual stuff and not get caught up in all the craziness going on and fill your mind with all the negativity that's going on. You know, it's okay to be aware and conscious of what's happening in the world, but then withdraw from it. Once you heard a little bit, withdraw and regroup yourself and clean the slate so you can start over again, so you don't have that negativity burden you down, so you can move into that higher state of rhythm and higher state of understanding and consciousness. You are there, beloved ones. You are the chosen ones. You are the chosen one. So let's step forward. And I am so grateful that you're able to be here. I'm just full of gratitude that you have taken time out of your day to come spend some time with me. And hopefully you have been and inspired today as I have to be able to bring forth this message to you. I'm just a vessel, beloved one. I open myself up and ask God to flow through me to be able to bring to you what it is that he needs you to hear for today. Not what I need you to hear for today, hey, but what God wants you to hear for you. And I give gratitude and thank God for being the vessel. And I thank you so much again for being here today. And I just welcome you. And if you have not been to my website, I ask you to please do that. It's www.theholisticministry.com. Starting, make sure you put in theholisticministry.com. And there's a section on the bottom where you can leave me a message, send me a message. Let me know if what you're hearing is something that's been inspiring to you. And let me know what I can do to bring about some other subjects and topics and things I need to do to bring consciousness and awareness to you. And also, if you choose to, you can make a donation. It's a love offering. It's up to you. It's, you know, I don't do no begging on the show. It ain't that kind of deal, because I'm blessed and highly favored, and God gives me everything I need to do, okay, and I need for myself. But if you choose to, that is up to you. But anyway, like I said, thank you, and we're going to close out with prayer now and just be grateful. Thank you, Father, Mother, God. Oh, my goodness, God, thank you for coming through in the way that you've come through today. You have brought your light, you have brought your energy in, and you have brought forth power. I can feel that energy coming through. I ask you, God, to let that energy permeate out into the audience, that each one of these listeners will be blessed and touched in a way that they have never been touched before. Let them know that they are special. Let them know that they have a power to make a change, that they can bring forth, and that they are powerful beings, and that they have a purpose for reason, and that they need to step up and do what it is they came to do in order to enhance our planet and make Earth a better place. Give them that, awake them up, shake them up, and don't let them have any peace until they step up and do what their purpose and do what they need to do in order to be able to come forth. We say thank you, God, for your love and your mercy and all the things that you do. We thank you, God, for the divine health that flow into these physical temples of ours. We thank you, God, for the prosperity that flows into our lives. We thank you for the divine relationships that flows into our lives. We are so grateful, God. We are just so grateful being knowing that you are the source, and we accept and understand that you are connected with us, and that we do not have to look outside, but look inside of our being, knowing that it is for our highest good, and knowing that we are well, and knowing that you are with us. You would not forsake us or leave us, that you are there, and all we need to do is just call upon you, God. We thank you, God, for giving us and assigning us guardian angels to protect us and keep us safe. We're grateful, God, and we thank you, guardian angels, for being there and stepping in and keeping us safe and keeping us aware and keeping us conscious. We ask you, God, just to continue to open us up. Open up our crown chakras and pour in wisdom and knowledge like we've never had before, that we can move forth and do the things that we came here to do. And we are so grateful. We are so, so grateful, God, and so it is. Thank you, beloved ones. I'm so grateful for you. I love you all. Peace and blessing to you.